The state says it now has a plan to fix the website that's supposed to make shopping for health insurance in Massachusetts simple and easy, but which in practice has been anything but. Governor Patrick is bringing in a new project manager and is hiring an outside IT firm to oversee changes to the troubled Health Connector website. Those are some of the changes recommended in a new report by MITRE, a Bedford-based nonprofit. MITRE looked at what happened in Massachusetts, a state whose website was once the model for the nation. WBUR's Martha Biebinger looks at what went wrong and what comes next.
In the months after President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act in 2010, officials in Massachusetts started laying the groundwork for a new health insurance website designed around the new federal rules. UMass Medical School, the Massachusetts Health Connector, and the state's Medicaid program decided to work together on the project. They hired a Canadian firm, CGI, which did not, according to the report out yesterday, have the expertise to create or maintain the site. Functions were not tested. Data was lost. Tools to fix bugs were not in place. So who from the state should have spotted and corrected these problems? The report says it was never clear which of the three state bosses was in charge. Governor Patrick says that would have been fine if CGI had done its job.
It turns out that this vendor has required and will require a much, much shorter leash. And that's hard to do by committee.
But the missing boss created other problems, according to the report. The website never had a baseline set of requirements. There was no master schedule. Decisions were not explicit and were not communicated clearly. In some cases, CGI received conflicting instructions. Governor Patrick says he's creating clear authority going forward by hiring a short-term special assistant and putting her in charge. Sarah Islin has worked on insurance at the state, for a nonprofit, and just recently at Blue Cross Blue Shield. Islin says there are plenty of places to assign blame for what happened.
It's both clear that the vendor was not able to deliver the website they were hired to deliver, and it's also clear that the project management was inadequate for the task.
Islin says those problems will be fixed with the help of an outside firm, Optum, which also helped the federal government fix the website CGI built there. The Obama administration ultimately canceled its contract with CGI. Governor Patrick says he's keeping the contractor at least for the next few months.
We still need CGI for the time being at least to help us fix a largely fixable system.
The governor applauded employees who have come up with workarounds to try to make sure the roughly 150,000 Massachusetts residents who were on subsidized insurance or who are trying to get on for the first time at least have temporary insurance. Patrick apologized yesterday to all those who have been frustrated and worried about not being able to get care. Islin says she's confident the state will fix the connector site and the enrollment process as a whole.
One way or another will ensure that folks don't lose coverage and that in the long term we really get to our goal of having a world-class website.
Islin plans weekly updates leading up to the next critical federal insurance deadline, March 31st. Restoring the public's confidence may be more difficult than processing the major backlog of insurance applications.
I put in all this effort and I don't have insurance and I really don't know where else to turn.
Dan Ginsberg from Southborough runs a small software firm. Last year, he bought a family plan through the connector. He began trying to renew it in November. After the state website failed, he spent 9.5 hours on the phone with connector reps. He sent in a check, which the connector cashed, but his insurer says they never got the money and canceled his plan. Still, Ginsberg says he supports state and federal efforts to expand health coverage.
I want to see it work. I really do. But it just seems fundamentally wrong to me that you could be accepting payment for people's insurance and then not providing insurance. That to me borders on fraud.
IT experts contacted for this story say that function, sending payment and enrollment information to an insurer, should be an easy step on the connector website. We'll track how quickly it gets fixed. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.